الفاميلي جات سندرو del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
And Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a deadly fire in San Jose. One person dead tonight following a one-alarm fire in a home happened just before 7:30 tonight in the 900 block of Gene Avenue. San Jose Fire Captain Christopher Saucedo explains what happened.
This is a single-story, single-family dwelling with the flames and smoke showing from one of the bedrooms. There was one person that was able to exit the building. He reported there was someone else inside. So San Jose firefighters then made entry and did a search throughout the entire structure. They found one victim, one fatality, a person that was already deceased that was in the fire room of origin.
The cause of the fire is under investigation, the identity of the victim not yet known. Oakland and San Leandro police still on the scene of a police officer-involved shooting earlier tonight. It happened near Sobrante Park, near the San Leandro border. Neighborhood once known as the killing fields of Oakland and the recent scene of a double murder earlier this year. Seems that a woman was shot by a police officer when she allegedly tried to ram his patrol car with another person inside. That unidentified victim was taken to a local hospital. Her injuries are not yet known. A horrifying death today on the site of a Petaluma construction project. It happened near Castania and Petaluma Boulevard, just off of Highway 101. Sergeant Cecile Fauché is with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department.
A 28-year-old man from Novato named Jared Overfield was working on the site, and he was moving a 40-foot length of pipe. It weighed about 8,000 pounds approximately. He was part of the crew that was removing it from a forklift when it broke free and began to roll, and he was crushed underneath.
Cal OSHA is investigating the accident. Jared Overfield worked for a San Rafael-based engineering firm. Troubling incident in Washington, D.C. today when a man in a homemade helicopter lands on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol building. That's restricted airspace. The FAA is investigating, and there are reports tonight authorities did not know 61-year-old Doug Hughes was in the air on his protest flight until the very last minute. Trouble is, Hughes told the world in a video, a pre-flight video.
I'm going to violate the no-fly zone nonviolently. I intend for nobody to get hurt, and I'm going to land on the Capitol Mall, in front of the Capitol building. I'm going to have 535 letters strapped to the landing gear in boxes, and those letters are going to be addressed to every member of Congress.
Hughes upset over campaign finance corruption. One witness says the aircraft landed. Police with rifles yelled at the pilot not to move and told bystanders to run, keep their heads down. No explosives or weapons found on board that helicopter. Google is at the center of one of the largest antitrust investigations in Europe. Correspondent Joe Ramsey has more.
The 28-country EU alleges the California search giant abuses its online dominance by promoting its own comparison shopping links, diverting traffic from competitors to favor its own products and services. Formal charges coming after a five-year investigation, and regulators say the conduct started in 2008. The EU also opening a probe into Google's Android mobile operating system. Fines could be in the billions. Some analysts say upwards of $6 billion.
Former New England Patriots football star Aaron Hernandez convicted of murder today, convicted after 7 days of deliberations by a 7-woman, 5-man jury.
Upon your oath, you do say the defendant Aaron Hernandez is guilty of murder in the first degree.
Families from both sides sobbed and hugged each other as the verdict was read. Hernandez himself showed little emotion. Before sentencing, victim Odin Lloyd's sister, Olivia Tebow, remembered her brother.
I am grateful always for the man that Odin was, because it was a man with pride. He was a hard-working man.
That's Doug Cope reporting. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time coming up on 904.
My husband has never bought a car in a car dealership. He does not like car dealerships, except for Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco.
People like Mara and her husband have high standards, and they found their Mercedes waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can too. Shop over 600 new and certified pre-owned vehicles from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. And fresh for spring, you can find an amazing selection of the newest models from Mercedes-Benz, like the all-new GLA Class. Mercedes' most compact sport utility vehicle was designed to fit in anywhere and stand out anywhere. The 2015 GLA Class is a blend of technology, performance, and style. That's just one of the many models you'll find waiting when you call 1-800-NEW-BENZ or shop online at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. Find out how affordable luxury can be. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
It's just finding the right dealership at the right price.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. Eastbound 80 at Treasure Island, you got a broken down vehicle in the right lane. That's creating some minor slowdowns back to the Skyway. In El Cerrito, westbound 80 at Central Avenue, still very slow, and the reason why is because of an earlier very severe accident. For those of you who are just learning about this, it was a fatality accident. All vehicles are gone, but the police still have lanes 3 and 4 shut down, and traffic is jammed very solid back to Cutting Boulevard. No real estimation on when they're going to reopen those lanes either. San Rafael, 580 eastbound, construction is starting to cause some jam-ups on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, mainly just after you pass Main Street, but by the time you get to a midspan, you'll be clear of that. We'll give you some good news. The Nimitz is looking fantastic in both directions from Oakland all the way to San Jose, and the Bayshore Freeway and 280 north and southbound looking great from San Jose up to the city. Well, until you pass 280, northbound 101, then bogs down just before you get to Cesar Chavez. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's lose to the Astros in Houston tonight. Bad Tim Lincecum on the mound for the Giants. A first inning three-run home run. Now the difference. Colorado up 4-1. And the Golden State Warriors, the best record in the NBA, they lead Denver 79-70 in the final game of the regular season, up next the playoffs. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Today's highest temperatures as much as 10 degrees warmer than forecast, and we could see record highs by Friday. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Both Thursday and Friday, there could be a couple of cities that actually get close to records, low 60s to upper 80s for your Friday. On Saturday, we're going to keep the fog around for the coastal spots. Bay and inland, you'll enjoy the sun, low 60s to upper 80s. And then it's a slight dip in the temperatures on Sunday.
Well, maybe not a major dip. Low 60s to mid 80s on Sunday. Chance of rain, believe it or not, by the middle of next week. Right now, around the Bay Area, 61 degrees in San Mateo, 56 in Santa Cruz, and 59 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show.
I just got my taxes done.
I don't got no kids. Why am I paying school tax? You think I give a f*** how dumb your children are?
I've been audited. No!
You don't even pay taxes. They take tax. You get the check, money gone.
That sucks.
Because I'm the tax man.
That's right.
Well, it sucks.
Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Let me get this straight. They take money out your check every week, then they want some more money in April. What kind of gangster shit is that?
Why don't you just raise taxes and be done with it?
None of them want to pay taxes again, ever.
IRS! Ah!
Tax man. Because I'm the tax man.
You suck!
Yeah, I'm the tax man.
So does that mean if I cash this check, I have to pay taxes too?
Yeah, I think that it does, but at least it's over. Poor Heather had to pay in this year.
Pay and pay.
Well, you didn't give enough to them from the get-go.
Up front.
Yes.
Four jobs last year.
That'll do it.
And
she was honest. That was the other thing. So the six ways people use their refund, a third of us will go on a vacation with it. By the way, the average tax refund this year is $2,800. Nobody in here is getting any of that. 32% will put it in savings. 31% will pay off debt. 2% will put it towards buying a house. I don't know what $2,000, that gets you a brick or two here. Here's two bricks to put in your toilet, thank you, so you use less water.
Exactly.
And we appreciate that. 1% will go on a shopping spree and 0.5% will spend something on their kids. Well, at least you know where your priorities are.
Nice. Should invest it.
Yeah.
Always invest.
Let's have some fun here. We found out today that this is parody, but this is Dennis Quaid ranting about in a video that was posted, and it went viral. He seemed to be pissed off about someone on a movie set who wasn't supposed to be there.
What the f***? Keep going. I am acting here, and this f***head wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out, until Dopey the starts whispering in your ear and you're not even watching anymore.
Dennis.
Don't Dennis me. I am doing my job here. I am a pro. This is the most unprofessional set I have ever been on. This is horse. I've got these zombies over here that I have to look at. I have a bunch of staring at me and this baby. This is garbage.
Now, Funny or Die blew it for them this afternoon, and I think it's staged for Jimmy Kimmel, so we'll see. But if you, did you look at the video? It is an actual set, and it wasn't like it was cell phone video. It wasn't an iPhone. It was an actual camera. So that's what made, some people fell for it. Yeah, earlier in the day.
Which kind of tells you that it wasn't.
Well, when I first heard it, I said, this smacks too much of Christian Bale, who was for real. He went into the real meltdown. Remember in 2009?
You're saying it did look staged.
Well, it just sounded like he was kind of going Christian Bale on the people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, it doesn't look staged. No, not on the video. If you want to put it up at Generation Drex, go ahead. People can look. Yeah.
I did tweet it. Yeah. I still haven't watched it. I mean, it sounds believable just listening to it.
Yeah. Well, except I thought, again, it sounded a little bit like Christian Bale. Remember, that was from the movie Terminator Salvation, and that was for real. Shall I?
Yeah.
Shall we? Okay.
Man, they both swear more than I do.
I want you off the set, you...
So, remember, I just want to set this up. So, he's filming Terminator Salvation, and someone walked in front of the camera or, you know, then somebody started yickety-yacking into the background when he was acting, and he just
When someone just waltzes into the studio when we're on the air.
And starts to... Well, if they were to start talking in the background, right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Or you see on the news sets. Have you ever seen, like, when you're watching the news, whatever station it is? I've seen it so many times. Somebody walks in front of the camera. Whoops!
Oh,
that's bad news. So this was Christian Bale.
Sorry. No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. The f*** are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I walk around and rip that? No, shut the up, Bruce. Do I want... No! No! Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the are you walking right through like this in the background? What the is it with you?
Oh, man.
What don't you understand? You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene?
You'd think he'd come down at this point
No.
and just go,
this
wow, I need to go to my Hollywood star trailer and do a timeout.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was good because it's useless now, isn't it? Sake, man, you're amateur.
Amateur, that's a good put down.
Oh. McGee, you have something to say to this?
See it happen.
Well, somebody should be watching and keeping an eye on
that
him.
That guy's all...
This is the second time that he doesn't give a about what is going on in front of the camera. All right? I'm trying to do a scene here and I'm going, where the is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that?
Time to go get some craft services.
Stay off the set, man.
Just get a little pudding.
For sake. Right, let's go again.
Let's go again.
Oh, yeah, you're in the mood to go again.
Yeah, go again. Let's go again.
Unless it was a fight scene.
Oh, my.
Burned out.
Remember Alec Baldwin going nuts in a message, the phone message to his 11-year-old daughter at the time from 2007? Called her a rude, thoughtless little pig. Here we go.
What did she do?
I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now because, again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday. And once again, I made an of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call at 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that god phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay?
It's to 11-year-old.
I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass.
Oh.
Doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out on this issue. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again.
I don't know about that, Alex.
And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand?
All right,
I'm
Dad.
I'm going to really make sure you get it.
That's unbelievable.
Then I'm going to get on a plane, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with
the
me.
The 20th.
I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Well,
okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Alec. So that 11-year-old is now 19. Wonder how that's working out.
Now, Kim Basinger is the one that gave that to the media, right?
I think so.
She must
have. I'm not sure she admitted that, so I'll have to...
Either she did
allegedly.
Or the kid, yeah.
Yeah. But that's pretty heavy for an 11-year-old. That's too much for any kid.
Nah.
No? Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Heather. Come on.
Pretty sure my dad would have said worse to me.
Wait, yes, but if you were, a big Hollywood star, do you think he would have left it on a voicemail? Especially if you're going through a divorce.
Well, we didn't have voicemail when I was little.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Would you put a chip under your skin for your employer so that they can help you? No, they want to help you. We'll discuss next in just a minute. And
it's for the good of the company.
Yes, it is. And more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up on KGO 810.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited. So call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's. Know what I see when I look inside a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed? I see almost 150 years of grass seed knowledge and experience. I see the finest seed you can buy. I see you and your wee ones frolicking in a lush green grassy-topia. And because Scott's backs their seed with a no-quibble guarantee, you'll see results of your money back. So what are you waiting for? Put down some Scott's Turf Builder grass seed this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm start at just $24.97. So, let's worry less. Let's do smarter fire safety. Alarms that won't turn off and batteries that won't chirp for 10 long years. Let's do this. Get a worry-free alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Bill and Kathleen with American Vision Windows.
Hi, my name is Bill, and this is my wife, Kathleen, and we are the owners of American Vision Windows.
And they founded American Vision Windows because of firsthand experience.
It was about 16 years ago. We had a need to get some windows. We started making calls going through the sales process.
We didn't have people returning our calls. When they'd come, they really weren't professional. They didn't give us a full presentation to understand what I was buying, the benefits I was going to have, all the stuff that we like to share with the customer now. I didn't feel like we could make a super educated decision.
So obviously the industry needed better customer service. But the final straw for Bill...
Some of these people were looking at Kathleen like she wasn't the decision maker, which in our house is a mistake.
Since day one, Bill and Kathleen have been on a mission to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time. And right now, let American Vision Windows pay the tax and free expert installation. That's right, no tax and free expert installation. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Okay. Not a big fan of the voice, but I am sometimes, especially when I have cuts like this. Yes, on the late night, late show wrap up, you are listening to the Drex Radio Show as we talk it out every weeknight, live and local in the Bay on KGO 810. So, Blake Shelton, goodness gracious, love Blake. I mean, you know, he wins, I don't know. He has probably like a whole warehouse of awards from the CMAs and Grammys, and he wins just about every award every year, and I think deservingly so. But last night on The Voice, he missed his cue singing In the Midnight Hour from Wilson Pickett. So let's have some fun with this.
I'm gonna wait till the stars come out and see the twinkle in your eyes.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's when my love begins to shine. I'm gonna take you, girl, and hold you, and do all the things I told you. Midnight hour.
Oh, yes, I am. In the midnight hour. All right.
Well, they're pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah. So he recovered, though, because Megan, I guess these are the contestants, don't watch. Megan Lindsay, Corey Kent White, and Hannah Kirby sang with him. So it was his team. So they recovered for him.
But yeah, it almost seemed like a style thing. Like, I'm just going to wait one bar and then show up. but it didn't seem to throw the whole thing off.
But how fun is this? Christina Aguilera, it was team night, I suppose. So she was singing, "Yes, our Hotel California."
There she lit up her candle, and she showed me the way. There were voices out in the corridor. I thought I heard them say, "Welcome to the Hotel California." Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place.
You know, I was digging in the midnight hour more.
What a nice surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the Eagles. Okay, that's enough. Stop.
God. It sounded like it was from a musical, you know? Like then they're going to break into, "It's the Sunshining."
And speaking of music, may he rest in peace. Percy Sledge passed away yesterday. He was 73. Died at 73, and that was his biggest hit. And of course, it was covered also by Michael Bolton.
Please don't play that.
No, I'm not. here's the sad thing. Michael Bolton actually won a Grammy for it.
That's too much sadness for one room.
Yeah. I don't think you'll think this is sad. So check this out. Tabloids. This comes from the tabloids. So for whatever it's worth. Here's the latest about OJ. We haven't heard anything about OJ for a while.
Oh, I miss OJ. What's he up to?
Well, he was terrified for his life after he angered a white supremacist by cutting ahead of him in the cafeteria line. That would be a naughty thing to do. So this guy's
OJ cut in front of a white supremacist.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say it. His first name's Travis. I don't know.
Of course it is.
His last name. He's 6 foot, 250-pound tattooed skinhead who's behind bars for attempted sexual assault of a mentally challenged minor. And when OJ cut in front of him in the chow line, he was not happy. So he confronted OJ, who allegedly spit on him. So he slammed OJ against the wall. Guards came in and broke it up, but for a while, OJ was so afraid of running into him that he avoided the cafeteria altogether and took his meals to his cell instead. Luckily for him, Travis was transferred to another prison a few days later and is awaiting a parole hearing, so OJ probably will never see him again.
God, I actually feel bad. Isn't that just the worst?
What part?
I feel sorry for jail OJ.
You feel sorry for jail OJ?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't.
When he was on the outside, you were like, that guy's a mess. You know, lock him up. And now that he's locked up and somebody's beating him up, I'm like, that's too bad.
Yeah, but what about the red drum part?
Right, I know. Yeah. I just feel weird that I actually felt sorry for him for a second. Yeah, right. Hey, the glove of fit doesn't fit a quit or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a circus that was.
By the way, 65-year-old Billy Joel is going to be a dad again.
Ugh.
65. Is that a good idea? God. What do you think about it? And you know what? Yesterday, did you read? And we never got to the story because I didn't think it was relevant. But a 65-year-old woman announced that she's pregnant with quintuplets.
Oh no!
So I don't know. I don't know which is worse. I mean, you know, I love Billy Joel. I really do. I'm a big Billy Joel fan. But when you are producing children at 65, isn't there a little bit of selfishness in that?
Don't we have to do news? I'm going to vomit. I need a break.
Okay. I think that's my answer. More of the Trex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up next on KGO 810.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. But I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my GEICO insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Nine 9:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. We're still following that deadly house fire in downtown San Jose at the bottom of the hour. It broke out about 2 hours ago, just before 7:30 in the 900 block of Gene Avenue. Captain Christopher Salcido tells KGO 810 the victim was already dead when crews arrived on scene.
There was a person that was up in the garage, the one other person that was in the home. Smelled smoke, ran out of the home, called 911, and that's and upon our arrival told that there was someone still inside.
The cause of the fire is under investigation. Pressure mounting at the state capitol over legislation that would require parents to vaccinate their children.
Eliminating the personal belief exemption will not increase school or public safety.
The objections continued today during a committee hearing in Sacramento. That was a school teacher, and now some lawmakers are questioning the plan. The author of the bill, Richard Pan, tells KGO 810 a vote in the Senate Education Committee is going to be delayed 1 week. Senator Pan, a pediatrician, has received death threats over this legislation and now travels with armed security.
There may be some things we need to clarify, as well as share with them more information about why this is such a compelling public interest to keep our children safe from dangerous contagion.
As it stands now, the bill would remove all exemptions and force parents to vaccinate their children. This, though, is just a committee vote. The full Assembly, Senate, and Governor Jerry Brown also have a say.
Hey, you know what I do got, though, man? I got a joint, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right.
But it's still a dangerous drug in the eyes of the federal government. U.S. District Judge Kimberly Mueller today in Sacramento refused to take marijuana off the list of most dangerous drugs. The ruling came in response to a motion by attorneys asking for dismissals in cases involving medical marijuana growing operations. Marijuana, still illegal in the eyes of the feds, is viewed as a drug with no acceptable medical use and remains on the same list with heroin and LSD. Federal law or not, though, marijuana growers are mobilizing at the state capitol as California moves closer to legalizing pot for recreational use. Here's KGO 810's Brian Pelletier.
California's marijuana farmers have existed in a legal gray area in the 18 years since the state became the first to allow residents to use the drug for medical purposes. But veteran cannabis growers are emerging from the shadows to make their voices heard now that groundwork is being laid to legalize pot for recreational use. Marijuana producers from Northern California's infamous Emerald Triangle are hiring lobbyists and forming political action committees, saying it's worth the risk coming forward to ensure their interests are represented.
Again, that's KGO 810's Brian Pelletier. They go up, but now they're coming down. Gas prices dropping 30 cents in the past month, the average $3.11 a gallon here in the Bay Area, but many people are paying well below $3. This is AAA spokeswoman Cynthia Harris.
There has been resolution to refinery issues on a regional level, state level, and a national level, and also because of lower crude oil prices on a global level.
Harris is talking about that strike involving the Tesoro refinery. Prices are expected to drop right up until the peak summer driving season. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
Bill and Kathleen with American Vision Windows.
Hi, my name is Bill, and this is my wife, Kathleen, and we are the owners of American Vision Windows.
And they founded American Vision Windows because of firsthand experience.
It was about 16 years ago. We had a need to get some windows. We started making calls going through the sales process.
We didn't have people returning our calls. When they'd come, they really weren't professional. They didn't give us a full presentation to understand what I was buying, the benefits I was going to have, all the stuff that we like to share with the customer now, I didn't feel like we could make a super educated decision.
So obviously the industry needed better customer service. But the final straw for Bill...
Some of these people were looking at Kathleen like she wasn't the decision maker, which in our house is a mistake.
Since day one, Bill and Kathleen have been on a mission to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time. And right now, let American Vision Windows pay the tax and free expert installation. That's right, no tax and free expert installation. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
9:35 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic, so let's head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In Brisbane, northbound 101 at Candlestick Park, you got a mattress and furniture debris in the right lanes, and it's creating some pretty good jam-ups there. Traffic is stop and go back to about Sierra Point Parkway. Eastbound 4 at Cummings Skyway. It's a furniture evening all of a sudden. You got a large piece of furniture said to be in the left lane there. No delays yet, but please keep your eyes open for that. And in El Cerrito, westbound 80 at Central Avenue, things are still jammed up badly there, and that's from an earlier, very severe accident. All the vehicles involved are gone, but police still have lanes 3 and 4 closed. Traffic is packed in tight, back to Cutting Boulevard still. You might want to hop on San Pablo Avenue or maybe Barrett or McDonald Avenue to circumvent this mess. Past that, you've got no issues at all. West, east and westbound 80 are clear beyond that. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the playoff-bound Golden State Warriors in a tight one with the Denver Nuggets. 107-104, W's up with 8:30 to go in the fourth quarter. The A's lose to Houston 6-1. Giants still on a slide, losing 4-1 to the Colorado Rockies, bottom of the eighth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Sunny and warm, maybe even downright hot. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Low 70s to mid 80s for your Thursday afternoon. Plenty of sun. You'll need the shades. You'll need the sunscreen. Friday, inland areas will continue to see those temperatures come up near 90 degrees. Coastal spots, you're going down thanks to the fog. So we're looking at low 60s to upper 80s for your range.
Bay and inland, though, low 60s to upper 80s. Sunday, a bit cooler, some clouds, but still warm. Rain by the middle of next week possible. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got 58 degrees in Oakland, 49 Half Moon Bay, 60 in Fairfield, 58 San Jose, 59 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Back to the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO 810, the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGO.com. Download the app at the App Store today, just KGO Radio, and we'll go anywhere you go. So, listen to this. Would you put an office chip under your skin if your employer asked you to?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, I think, let me see here.
You showed me the picture on that article, and I was like,
really
freaky.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So, this one dude works for this company. And he arrives at the front door, holds his hand against it, and gains entry. Well, this is one of these things that it's supposed to do. You know, also, he waves his hand in front of the photocopier at works. That's all because he has a tiny RFID, radio frequency identification chip, about the size of a grain of rice implanted in his hand. Soon, among the 700 people expected to occupy the complex, will be offered the chance to be chipped. Yeah, that's the new term. We want to chip you if you're going to work here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that made your life so much easier.
Right, yes. So
it's not worth it.
The lanyard works just fine.
Right.
Yeah, one of the most exciting things about coming to work in San Francisco was getting my damn lanyard. I'm thinking, you know what? That and my hoodie, I feel like I belong. I'm in.
You do actually wear that thing around your neck.
Yes,
huh?
I do. I enjoy
Everybody
it very
does,
much. But I don't want a chip in my hand. So, you know, this guy talked about his experience with this. He said he was one of the first members that, decided that he would try it. It's and this was with this Swedish bio hacking group, which was profiled. And anyway, so he said first they massaged the skin between my thumb and my index finger. So it'll be right there in that little skinny kind of
place. And you just wave your hand and you have entry to your office.
Then he told me to take a deep breath while he inserted the chip. There was a moment of pain, not much worse than any injection. And then he stuck a plaster over my hand, and I'm sure he meant.
But you know what's really weird? I have to say that the it looked like it was from the actual company, a woman doing this to a man. And so you're not at a doctor's office or anything like that. It's like going to the mall and getting your ears pierced or whatever. And the woman doing it to him looked like a total body modification type of person. Like she had a gazillion tattoos and whatnot. And I don't know. It seems like they should be more medically responsible if they're going to do this to you.
It's like your dentist doing Botox. Bad idea, probably. But anyway.
When you quit the company, does it come out easily? Like, I'm so freaked out.
No, there's no way.
I mean, I like the future. I want computers and I want a jetpack. I do not want a freaking chip in my thumb.
Well, I'm upset. Of course, this is Big Brother, and that's, of course, where this goes. Look, it's a bit messy today. We need PIN codes and passwords for everything. Wouldn't it just be easier to touch with your hands? So these people say who are fronting this thing.
And then you know exactly how long I spent at Zeitgeist on Sunday afternoon, blah, blah, blah. I mean, come on.
Yes, you got it. And so this
goes. And who I went home with.
I have to tell you, this guy who blogged this said when he tested his chip, he found that it was not all that intuitive. He had to twist his hand in an unnatural position to make the photocopier work.
Hello,
and the other worker said, look, I don't need this just to get through the door. I'll stick with the lanyard. And of course, you're getting chipped. Think about the tax authority chip, the Google chip, the Facebook chip. They're all on the way, people.
It's a nightmare.
I think so, too. I don't like it.
That is such a disaster.
Let's just put that in the trash. Put that in the recycle bin. Except
we
don't want to see
actually,
it again.
This just reminded me. Someone I know years ago was working for some company and was issued a company cell phone. And she's like, company cell phone. Not using it on the weekend. Leave it in my company desk drawer on Friday afternoon.
Yep.
Monday morning. Why didn't you have your phone with you? What do you mean?
Oh, that's freaky.
They knew because it didn't go anywhere over the weekend that it sat in the desk drawer. And she was like, wait, what?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they say they don't monitor.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, exactly.
That's exactly
right. You totally were looking at what I was doing over the weekend and you knew it was in my desk drawer. So
Your location where you were, when and where. This goes back to probably, 2-3 weeks ago when there were the allegations coming out of the San Francisco Zoo with the radio. That they were, monitoring
calls.
They had a monitor button.
Yeah.
Yeah. And making fun of the employees, allegedly, kind of, sort of, perhaps. I don't think so. By the way, thinking of, when we think of offices, can you think of some fun things that you want in your dream office?
Oh, my God.
Check this out.
We have a dream office. You know what? A fish tank over there might be nice with, a piranha and
now, someone would spill it on the equipment, and then there would be nasty memos.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if it were installed?
Yeah. We have enough problems with coffee around this building.
Miniature sharks.
Yeah, it's a newsroom.
Stuff.
So we have
very relaxing.
Coffee issues and stuff like that. I spilled some on myself today, but I was in the cafeteria, so I was okay. So people want labeled parking spaces. Of course you do. You can forget about that here. Free deodorant and toiletries in bathrooms. Really?
Oh, my.
What do you want?
Aren't
a concierge
you special?
In there? I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Can I just tell you, this list is like the Google list. Yes, I work at Google. I work at Facebook. Well, good for you. You're very lucky.
I think we want to work at Google or something like
that.
We do. Pick up your dry cleaning, I bet, is the next one.
Great views is 7. Good music playing. A gym on the site. What are you thinking? Bowls of free fruit. Touch screen computers. A cafeteria with a menu that changes daily. And a big garden or lawn for meetings and hanging out. Well, that's Google. Basically, that's all the stuff we've heard that they have at Google.
We want a soccer pitch. We want a valet. Wait, what do we want? I know you want a valet. You hate that you have to walk to the parking garage. I just want an intern.
It's like a 90
I'll
degree
I'll take a half-calf, no whip. and would you massage my feet? Just think if someone could give us pedicures while we're on the air. That would be really convenient.
You are the producer, so as soon as you want to start the internship,
Wave my producer wand and make all this stuff happen.
By the way, if you'd like to be an intern, you should tweet us at Generation Directs. But here's the requirement. You're going to have to be a college student, a broadcast college student in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And you'll have to work these hours.
And you have to be able to color inside the lines on my toenails. Not too much to ask, is it?
Yeah. And remember, if you listen to the show, and if you haven't listened to that much, you'll learn to know that, you know, her nickname is Hawk Heather. She can only be so nasty to me because I can shut her down.
Hulk.
Hawk.
I turn green.
Hawk Heather.
And explode.
Hawk Heather. Should we get to, let me see here. We'll hold on to this stuff. Well, we will. You know, I put all this stuff together. Illegal questions that you can't be asked during an interview. And weird ones.
Ooh,
okay, we'll get to that. Along with the good news. The good news.
I need
we always
to know that if
show.
I'm going to be interviewing these interns.
Absolutely. So again, if you're interested, you have to be a college student, broadcast journalism, something like that, and hit us up at Generation Directs.
I can just see every parent going, "I would never let my kid work on that show."
Well, it's worked out well for me. Yes. I've been doing it for 30 years. I'm doing okay. All right. We'll be back. Yes, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Attention! This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500. All from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Thank you, Heather. I just retrieved my hoodie.
You betcha. I'd hate for you to get chilly.
No, you know what? And I heard from the KGO newsroom, they were talking about the weather. It's going to be in the 90s. When is that, tomorrow, the next day? Yuck. See, yuck on that.
That's so funny, though, because...
Yuck, 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 yuck.
We were doing in the first hour that interview about the drought and saving the planet and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was in that mindset. And still, when Sandhya Patel said the temperatures, I was like, yes.
You said yes to 90s?
I just love warm weather.
Oh, I just hate. I spent too much time in Texas. Love you very much, Drexus, but hot as hell for the rest of your life. That's basically the forecast. All right, so check this out. We were talking about the office, and, you know, offices, some companies are going to very shortly ask you to be chipped so that they can keep track of you. Oh, but by the way, it's for your convenience in the office. Just remember that.
We're doing this for you.
Yes.
At company expense.
Yes. Yes, at company expense. We're going to chip you for free. So a new survey by CareerBuilder had more than 2,000 hiring managers take a look at a list of questions and decide whether or not they are legal to ask in interviews. And guess what? A third of these HR people and these bosses did not know.
Oh, my.
And they did not realize they're not allowed to ask these questions. Let me see here. Where do we start? Let's start with number 10. Do you drink or smoke? They're not allowed to ask you that question. Are you in debt?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, first of all, on your application, they're going to do a background check and they're going to check your credit to begin with. But they're not allowed to ask. So it's all sneaky BS as far as I'm concerned. They have ways of finding out.
And this that is extremely personal.
Well, and again, this is why you have to be very careful with your social media, you know, with your Instagram account and your Facebook account and God knows what else.
Don't whine about being in debt.
Yes, your Pinterest might not be in your best interest.
I don't see what relevance it has to my being a good worker. I mean, and maybe I'm in debt because, hello, I was out of work for the last 6 months.
Are you in debt? Well, that means that you might, you know.
I think this needs to be illegal.
It is illegal. You're not allowed to ask these questions.
I thought you said something about they could look at your credit report.
Oh, No. They do when they do background checks after you fill out the application.
Yeah, they can't do that.
I think they can. You're not allowed to ask.
That's so irksome.
They cannot ask you if you have kids or if you plan to.
That I know.
Yes. That's gender discrimination. Are you married? They're not allowed to ask.
But see, yeah, no, it's funny because the list itself calls to light what employers actually want to know. So if you think it will benefit you, you can offer up, I'm not married, nor do I plan to.
Yeah, but let's face it, you know what? If you're a middle-aged guy or something, or if you're a guy in your 30s and they would, back in the day, they were asking that question, you know what they were getting around to without asking it. Are you married?
I mean, politically, it can help you.
No. Do you see where I'm going? Back in the day, I don't think they do it anymore because I don't think anybody cares. But they're trying to figure out whether you were gay or not.
Oh, you're kidding.
Of course. No. Yeah. Are you disabled? No, they're not allowed to ask that. How old are you? No, they are absolutely not allowed to ask that.
Well, if I came in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Well, they're not allowed to ask about it.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not allowed to get into the particulars of it. These are questions that, you know, they ask 2,000 hiring managers to take a look at these questions, decide whether they're legal to ask or not in an interview. A third of them didn't know that they're not allowed to. What's your ethnicity?
My
God, please.
Check that on the box,
right,
on the EOE form.
Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Ooh,
oh, do you really want to work
illegal
for that? Yes. Yes. Are you pregnant? Out the door.
That's just mean.
Just run like, out the door.
Why do I look?
Yes, and no, I don't want to work for you. And what's your religion?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Horrible. Personal stuff.
Let's talk about the good news. So there's a 13-year-old girl in Houston, Texas. Speaking of the South, her name is Stephanie, whose dad is an astronaut on the International Space Station. And Hyundai helped her send a message that her dad could see from space. They had 11 stunt drivers in 11 Hyundai Genesis sedans make a giant message in a dry lake bed in Nevada, on one of the dry lakes. And it said, Steph hearts you. And they covered almost 60 million square feet to do it. But I suppose it worked. Let's listen.
My name is Stephanie. I'm from Houston, Texas. My dad has an unusual job. He gets to live and work in space, and he's doing lots of experiments up there. He has to stay there for long periods of time, so he's gone a lot. I think if we could write a really big message, he would be able to see it from space. It has to be, like, as big as the city that I live in right now. That's as big as his picture can zoom in. He would probably just grab his camera and take a picture because he loves to take pictures. He would be totally caught off guard if he saw a message. And it might make him miss us even more, miss Earth. Probably tell him that I miss him and I love him.
Hi, Stephanie, it's Ben. And I just wanted to call and say I love you and thank you.
I'm happy that he could see it and know that we're thinking about him back home. He's seen so many amazing things up there, but I hope that this message was the most special.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that was fantastic, and that's the good news. Did we really need the interstellar music bed? By the way, I still can't figure out how that damn movie ends. I've watched it 4 times. I just don't get the ending.
Oh, okay, well, good. I mean, don't give anything away.
Oh, I'm not. There's no spoiler here. Okay. I can't figure it out. I've looked at the end 4 times. I'm like, what the hell?
I got the red envelope just today.
Oh.
So well, I think it's got Interstellar. Do you know I accidentally ordered Interstellar, which is a Daft Punk concert video?
Oh, well, have fun with that. That sounds like
weird.
A blast.
No, I watched that a long time ago.
I will say this about Interstellar. It's a fabulous movie. I just can't figure it out.
I'm excited.
I can't figure out the end. You can tweet it to us at Generation Drex. And we'll make more tomorrow night along with Sandra Bernhard.
Bernhard will be our guest. Yes. Ms. Bernhard, singer, yes. Actress, all those things.
Right here on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $129 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You'll probably pay more for gas. For only $129 a month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane, and you'll never stop at a gas station. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends April 30th. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Buy with this offer with MSRP of $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.40 due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile, excessive mileage charge. Credit must be approved by Chrysler.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.